Okay, 12 bottles of soda, diet regular, 5 cans of nuts, assorted, chips, 5 bags, 9 cylinders.
Hey, sorry.
Where have you been?
I got this new...
Don't care. Okay. I've already got drinks, nuts, chips, ooh, dip. Should we get onion or maybe guaca? What are you doing?
Well, my mom got me a home bio scanner.
Will it help us plan Sam's birthday party?
No, but check out how it works. See, I just prick my finger with this thing.
We don't have time for you to prick your silly finger.
Now, I just squeeze out a drop of blood.
Gross.
And then I rub it around on this panel, which is connected to my laptop. And in 2 minutes, it'll tell me all kinds of biological stuff about myself.
Stuff like that you have a bloody punctured finger? Come help me.
Why are you so worried about Sam's party?
Because I want it to be special. The one her mom threw last year was so lame.
You don't like bowling?
I do. When it's at an actual bowling alley and not outside in the parking lot at El Taco Guapo.
Hey, Carly. Fred Wardell.
What up with the tuxedo?
You like it?
Hmm?
Little side view. Little over the shoulder. Twirly spin. Foot in the air. Hips forward. Hmm?
Why'd you rent a tux?
I didn't. Sacco's brother Taylor made it for me so his grandmother can take me to the Mexican ballet.
So why are you wearing it now?
Because I dig looking super hot. And get this, you know that cute checkout girl at Hey Food?
Veronica?
Yeah. Well, you know how I always try and flirt with her and she just says paper or plastic? And I say, come on, why don't you go out with me? And she says, don't make me call the cops. And I say, okay, sorry, plastic.
Yeah?
Right.
Well, today she asked me out. Friday night, baby! It's the power of the tux!
Oh, I got my bioscan test results.
Ooh, please give me a full report.
All right, let's see. From just one little drop of my blood, it knows that I'm prone to excessive bleeding. But I'm not prone to excessive...
Freddy!
Ugh, oh, paper towel, paper towel, paper towel! In 5, 4, 3...
See a pic of Carly.
And a pic of Sam's rabid cat.
His name is Frothy.
What do you think, Sam?
I'd morph that.
Then do it.
Okay, that's it for this iCarly.
Yeah, not quite.
Huh?
Before we go, lots of dirt
and scream at the sky.
Now to close the show, a song for Sam. Have a
stop, stop, stop! Not PD.
For she's a jolly good fellow. She's a jolly good fellow.
This party's so great. I can't believe you invited Pete.
I had to. You haven't stopped talking about him for 3 weeks.
I can't help it. The boy gets me going.
I got it! I got it. Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Hey, wanna dance?
No thanks.
Why not? 'Cause I'm different? You're lost, lady.
Carly!
Hey.
You met my little sister, Carly.
Oh, yeah. Paper. Plastic. Oh, right.
Okay, so we're gonna head out. So if you have any problems, Mrs. Benson is next door, and I've got my
sister. Okay, bye. Oh,
apparently we're leaving. Just promise me you'll make sure that if there's anything goes wrong, I'm not.
Okay, everybody. Hey, everybody, listen up. All right, now the time has come for whoever wants to say some words about the birthday girl. Carly, you want to go first?
I do. Carly! Hey, everybody. Yeah. Sam, first, happy birthday. You're my best friend in the whole world and the funniest person I've ever met.
Yes, Sam! Ow!
Sam, you're smart and creative and fun and awesome, and you're the only person I know who can eat an entire ham in less than 15 minutes. To Sam. Yeah! Ready, you're up.
Ready.
All right, I got a few words to say about Sam.
Better watch it, Fredifer.
I just want to say, Sam, even though you constantly cause me both physical and emotional pain. Not joking. I think of you and me as really close friends.
Apparently, I haven't caused him enough emotional pain.
Sam, you're funny, you're cool, and you're the only girl I've ever seen knock out a truck driver using only a carton of milk. So happy birthday, you crazy psychopath. Yeah. Gibby, your turn. Get up here.
Gibby!
All right.
Hey, a couple years ago, I asked Sam to go with me to the junior high dance. So she broke my thumb.
And at some point during the slumber party, Sam took my bra, filled it with pudding, and stuck it in the freezer. Then the next morning, she took it out and threatened to beat my brother with it unless he gave her his muffin.
And even though I haven't known Sam for too long, I know that if I ever get in a fight and I can have either the football team or Sam back me up, I'm going with Sam. You are one bad dude.
Gibby, maybe you want to put your vest back on?
What are you, a cop?
Hey.
Hey.
Party still going on?
Yeah, but at 10 o'clock, everyone turned invisible. Hey, keep it down, you guys!
Sorry.
You okay?
My date with Veronica didn't go too well.
Why? You said you guys really clicked the other day at Hey Food.
I know, I don't get it.
Maybe she only likes you when you're wearing a tux.
You know what? I think you may be right.
I was kidding.
No, think about it. She wouldn't talk to me for months. Then I wear the tux, and boom, she gets all flirty and asks me out. Then I don't wear the tux on her date, and boom, she doesn't like me again. The tux is the key.
Oh, please, there's no way.
Shh. The tux is the key.
Why are you cleaning out your locker?
Just damn.
But these are your throw-in eggs.
I know.
Okay, why have you been acting all weird since the party?
It's no big deal, just forget about it.
Ah! Next time I sneeze, you better say God bless you!
I will! I'm sorry!
Who is that girl?
Some chick named Jocelyn.
Ah! And she's a student?
Uh-huh, she's a senior.
Yeah, a senior citizen.
Let me down!
No!
Can someone call the police?
Maybe you should stop her.
Why me?
You know, because you're...
Just because some bully is picking on a kid doesn't mean that I have to go in
there. Hey, hey, break it up! Put that boy down right now!
You irritate me!
Come on, you people are gonna be late for homeroom. Go on.
We better go.
No.
We're gonna be late.
I don't care. What's bothering you?
When everyone was making their speeches about me at the party, it made me feel icky.
Why? They said nice stuff.
Yeah, Pete said he'd want me for backup if he ever got in a fight, and then he'd call me a dude.
So?
So, unless I really got this whole biology thing mixed up, I am not a dude.
Oh, that's just an expression. People call me dude. Sometimes.
It's different. When people think of you, they don't think of fighting and pranks and vicious behavior.
But that's who you are. You're lovable and vicious. Like your rabid cat, Frothy.
I want guys like Pete to think of me as just lovable. Not the person to call when there's a riot or they want to tip a truck over.
So, you want to, like, change your image?
Would you help me?
Of course. But what do you want?
I want to be more like you. You know, all soft and girly and weak.
Well, then you're going to have to really commit. No more fighting.
Done.
No more pranks. No more spitting for distance.
That's all over.
And you can't wear boxer shorts to school anymore. What? If you want to be all soft and girly, you got to switch to...
Don't say it.
I was just going to say
Don't.
It, okay?
I won't say it.
Thanks.
Panties. Ah! There.
Sue, how does all this make me girlier?
Well, this is good practice, because your eating habits aren't the best.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's not ladylike to talk with your mouth full.
What, I gotta finish chewing before I can talk?
Yes. Nice guys like girls with good manners.
Fine.
If you like a guy, what about doing stuff like texting him a smiley face or leaving him a little card with hearts on it?
I said I wanted to be girly or not a fruit cocktail.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Carly's teaching me how to be girlier.
And I'm out of here.
Wait!
What?
I want you to roleplay with Sam so she can practice what to do when she likes the guy.
Come on!
No!
For me.
Come along.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Just stand here. Sam, you here. And I want you to pretend Freddy's a guy you have a crush on.
One sec.
Sam? Well, how can I pretend to have a crush on Freddy if I'm looking at his face?
No, I don't need this.
Hey, I'm back.
You were with Veronica?
Yeah, and you were totally right about the tux. Best date of my life.
I was joking about the tux.
Whatevs. She likes me now, and it's all because of good old Tuxie. Right, Tuxie?
Right on, Mr. Spencer!
No girl's gonna like you better just because you're wearing a tux.
Think about it. Before I got the tux, Veronica wanted no part of me. First time I wear the tux, she asks me out. The date comes, I don't wear the tux, she hates me. This time I wear the tux, she kisses me on my face. It's science.
Ah! Let go of my leg!
What's going on there?
I'm teaching Sam to be more girly.
Oh, good work.
No! No!
Come on! You look awesome! Come inside!
I can't!
Get in here!
Like a daffodil.
Good. Embrace your inner daffodility.
Look, it's Pete,
I know.
Team. How'd you know he'd be here?
I do my research. He comes here every Tuesday and Thursday after baseball practice. Oh, perfect. His friend just left. Now get over there and girl it up.
No.
Go, come on, daffodility.
That's not even a word.
Go.
Hi there, Pete.
Hey, Sam. Whoa. You look great. What happened?
I don't know. May I sit?
Yeah, sure.
Good-looking burger.
You want the rest?
No. I was just gonna throw it away for you, if you were done.
Yeah, thanks.
It's gone.
Cool. Hey, are you wearing perfume?
Yeah, a little. You can sniff me if you wanna.
Okay. Nice.
Cool.
Hey, Sam.
You can call me Samantha, if you wanna.
Samantha. So, do you wanna do something Friday night?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Cool. I'll text you.
I'll text you back.
Late.
Bye. Yep, you out.
Hey, hurry.
Let's go pick out your outfit.
Okay.
Wait, one sec. You know, I owe this all to you. You are doing an awesome job with me.
Hey, Veronica.
Whew. Hey, you're wearing your tux.
Uh-huh.
But we're going jogging.
Yeah, I'm gonna jog in my tux. You know, a little tux jogging.
Okay, what's going on? Why won't you take off that tux?
Okay, honestly, you only like me when I'm wearing it.
That's insane.
You and I have never clicked once unless I was wearing this.
I like you for you. Not your tuxedo.
I don't know if I believe you yet. Okay, I'll go change. Sorry, Tuxie, I gotta take you off now. Well, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Why don't I go change?
Why don't you?
Good call.
Last night, Pete took me for a walk in the park, and it was so romantic. And we saw this really big hornet's nest, and I didn't throw a rock at it or anything.
Amazing.
See? I am so proud of you. You wanted to change, and you did.
If you have my way, I'm in a bad mood! Move!
That girl is a lunatic.
I just hope she doesn't get hungry and eat the soccer team.
What are you clowns laughing at?
Oh, we weren't laughing.
Totally not laughing.
I was laughing.
Yeah? Then how about shutting your mouth before I shut it for you?
Look. I don't want any trouble.
I do.
This is gonna get fighty.
Real fighty, real fast.
Listen, I know I've changed and everything, but how bad would it be if just for a second I rip her head off her body? You're a better person than she is. You don't have to sink to her level. Nice girls don't fight. I like your shoes.
Oh! 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 Wow, my tongue is so dry. Thanks.
What happened? We only ran 4 blocks.
I'll be all right.
I don't know. You look like you're about to pass out.
No. Oh, I need some. That's not water!
What is it?
I don't know!
Here, you gotta take this off.
No!
You have to please. Pull off and
leave me
free.
Be! Leave me be!
You're wearing the tux?
Oh, that's weird.
You know what? This isn't gonna work out.
But you love me in the tux. Look it! Look at me! Don't go! Please don't! I'm so nicely dressed! Okay, fine! That's it! We are over!
You do look cute in that tux.
I know.
So what time is Pete meeting you here?
8:15. Tell him where you're having dinner. On his uncle's boat.
Nice.
I know.
I love boat food.
Uh-oh.
Here comes big sweaty trouble.
Hey, look here. You got the whole iCarly gang. Two ballerinas and their tech stooge.
She called me a tech stooge.
Ooh, fries.
Those are our fries.
Oh, right. Sorry. Here. You keep them.
Sam, don't. This date tonight is really important to you, and I'm not gonna let you ruin it by getting in a fight. Let me handle this. Look. I know the only reason you act like this is because you're insecure, but that doesn't make it okay for you to... Sam?
Yeah?
Rip her head off.
Rip my head off? I'd love to see her try it.
Hey. Hi.
Did you, see what just...
Yeah.
Oh.
You were, like, awesome.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But I thought you asked me out because I was all...
Dude, I don't want to date some daffodil.
You don't?
Nah, man. I want a girl who can kiss good and snap a bone when she needs to.
Then I'm your girl. One sec. It's actually a pretty good place to keep French fries. Go to iCarly.com!
Wait, who let you guys in?
Why aren't you on iCarly.com?
Because I don't have my laptop.
But iCarly.com has special videos.
Awesome pics.
Vlogs.
Highlights from the web show.
I know, I'm part of iCarly.com.
You are?
You're lucky.
And you should go to iCarly.com.
Hey, what is going on?
You're having a nightmare.
Still?
Yeah!